You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Very good friend of mine yesterday had to have some dental work done. She is in her late 30s, and dig this, she still has a baby tooth.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like one little baby tooth.
Apparently, it's not as rare as I thought, because when she told me, I was like, what? She goes, no, it's just right here. She pointed and went,
top or bottom?
Bottom. She goes, it's still baby tooth. And
it's hanging on.
Like, could you tell, like, compared to the other big girl teeth, did it look
That's like- what's so funny, Emily, because when I look at it, it looks the same size as a regular teeth. And she claims, she must be right, she says no, because a lot of baby teeth are that big so that they can build room for your regular molars that are going to come in.
So the adult tooth didn't grow around it? Like it wasn't behind it?
It wasn't underneath?
There was no tooth underneath. And she had that happen a few times. So like 20 years ago, she had like some baby teeth taken out. But this was the last one holding on.
How many fake teeth does she have in her head?
I don't know. Three, I guess.
Really? Well, thank God for modern dentistry. If
this right.
You know?
So she had this procedure. I had to give her a ride yesterday. She needed a ride because she couldn't drive after this procedure because she got all doped up for it. So what they did, do you want me to explain this to you guys?
I kind of do.
I think we're going to
yank it.
We're going to talk dental stories.
Yeah, because I'm going to gross you out with mine.
There's nothing worse than mouth surgery.
Capital right. Hebe, capital GB.
All right, so yeah, Emily tells me she's got one to top this, and I can't wait to hear it. But here's what they did. So they take the tooth out.
Okay.
They had to break it in half.
Whoa.
To remove it. So now there's no tooth and no roots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now to put in...
room for a straw.
So there's nothing to put really any... like if you're going to put a crown in, it's got to go... a crown, by its own definition, goes over something.
Right.
Well, there's nothing to go over. So Jeremy...
get the drill out.
You're right. You'll like this. They take a drill...
Come on. God, I love drills.
They drill down into the bone of her jaw.
Okay.
And they implant like a stump thing.
This is like the movie Saw. No, this is actual real life.
So then they got that. And I'm like, well, how long is that? She goes, that has to be there for like 2 months and like acclimate to the body.
Okay.
Like the body and the bone has to go around
it. You have to accept it, sure.
And then in 2 months, they'll go in and just put in a regular crown over that. So she'll have a crown. It'll look like a regular tooth.
Okay.
All's good.
It's a little cap.
Wait, so you can't see the nub right now, though, because it's like in her gums?
Well, let me be honest with you.
You see the stump.
Let me be honest with you, okay? I was giving her a ride, and she was like, you know, loopy from the medicine. I could have been the person that says, well, let me see that. I did not want to see it.
No joke.
I was like, I don't know what it looks like. I don't want to see it. She goes, there are sutures put in, all of that. I'm like, holy crap.
Ouch.
We'll take Andrew first. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
In a nutshell, what happened?
In a nutshell, I've got a skin graft on part of my gum covering up where my... gum line started to recede.
Okay.
They cut skin off the roof of my mouth and stitched it on my gum line, so they had to go through my, like, between the roots of my teeth into the inside of my mouth and stitch it on. It was horrible.
That is extremely painful.
I hear Dom extremely. Has to have that
don't,
done.
Don't tell me that's painful, because I'm told that I'm going to have that someday.
Let me see.
Coolest thing, though, when they did it is to put, because I was in second grade, and I hate needles, so... to get numbed up, they used this like air blaster that blasted the numbing agent into my cheek. So that was kind of cool.
You know, technology has come a long way. My dentist told me that now they don't even do the graft anymore. They have like an artificial type of thing that they just put on
they
there.
They paint your gums on.
Yeah, they just kind of do. It's not grafting anymore. So.
Well, I missed out on that. I have this big, horrible, ugly looking thing in my mouth now.
How does it look today?
Terrible. It's like
what?
All white.
Oh, my God.
It changed color?
Oh,
you poor dude.
Andrew.
He's never smiling.
You need to get dentures.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you,
Joe. See ya.
So my girlfriend, she has really weak enamel. It was just something she was born with. And I think this year alone, she's had like 7 or 8 root canals.
Holy cow.
This year alone.
No.
I'll text her all the time and she's like, sorry, I'm at the dentist. I can't talk right now. And I'm like, again? She's like, yeah, I'm getting another root canal.
Yeah, but once it's done...
is done.
I don't know. It's I don't know if it's ever gonna be done.
My wife is going to kill me for telling you guys this, but since she had kids, you know, the whole hormone change thing.
The hormones.
Apparently, it goes right to your teeth. She just had six cavities that she had to go get done all at once.
So, and she went, she goes every
truly,
6 months?
Yeah, she truly looked like a stroke victim when she got home. Like, she was just,
wow.
And her face was totally drooping.
And they say that's
down.
The hormones.
It's all hormones. Oh, the lady's God. Like, have you had kids? And Nicole said, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. Happens to every woman,
oh,
apparently.
Man. Here comes, let's go to line two and Mari. Good morning, Mari. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, we're ready for your story.
Okay. Well, I got hit in the face by a 2-inch steel pipe, and so I broke my jaw. It wasn't a displaced fracture, so all they did was put 6 screws in my mouth to hold some rubber bands so I couldn't open or move it. But the problem is when they put one, like the middle screw in my teeth, it started splitting them apart like an awkward little rabbit gap.
Okay.
No. It was like this metallic, like awful nervy feeling, and it was splitting my teeth apart. And I called the doc. I was like, I can't handle this. It really hurt.
And then they had to eventually take those screws out too, right?
They did.
Oh yeah.
So that first one that was splitting my teeth, they took that out. They numbed it underneath my nose. So that was the worst part. It was like right underneath my nose, and it was clenching the table, and my toes were curled. It was awful, and all they had was just a ratchet screwdriver.
This is like a torture scene in a horror movie.
Was this in like Romania or something? Or was this in the United States?
That's Dry Creek. That's where I was.
Holy cow. Hey, so how'd you get hit in the face with a pipe?
We all want to know the same thing. We want to know, how did you get hit in the face with a pipe?
Horse. The horse pulled the pipe out of the post that we had it in.
And it swung around and hit you? Those horses are jerks.
Boy.
What a jerk horse.
She was pregnant. She didn't appreciate getting cinched up. So.
Well, she showed you.
Yeah, I would have taken her right down to the glue factory.
No. Listen, I'm glad you called. How are you today, Mari?
I'm great. I gained back the 20 pounds that I lost in a week, and I'm doing great.
I hope you have a great day, okay?
See, there is a silver lining. What a great diet plan. Just get hit in the jaw with a metal pipe.
Here's Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've heard all these stories. What's yours?
Oh God, this
I have. So I have an 8-year-old that required an expander. It's a little metal piece that goes in to separate her teeth. Well, she had two placed in, and the first one came out smoothly. The glue must have wore out like it was supposed to. But the second one, she started wiggling in the chair, getting uncomfortable. Totally freaking out. Something, my daughter loves a dentist. Never has acted like this.
Yeah.
So I tell my spouse, can, you know, hold her down. I'll hold her on this side. So we're both holding her down thinking she's just being dramatic.
Oh, God.
And come to find out, the glue under that spacer hadn't released like the other one.
Yeah.
So they literally yanked her tooth out with the spacer.
Awesome. No,
and she's nothing. No pain medicine, nothing. And she
cringing.
Was so angry.
I can imagine.
I mean, my spouse and I both went home with blood on our clothes.
Okay.
It's like a crime scene.
So bad.
Maybe we shouldn't have done this stuff.
Did they charge you still?
Did everything turn out okay?
She's fine now. She's a little hesitant. We don't go back to that dentist office.
Oh, right.
She won't.
Go to my dentist. I have a great dentist. Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
You guys ready for more? Can I tell you an orthodontic story?
Well, sure.
You have time?
Yeah.
Okay, it's this last story reminded me of it. So my daughter Jamie had braces. She was getting them off, and they got them off, and everything went swimmingly. But the orthodontist took like a little, like not a drill, but like a little saw, and was sawing like a little space in between the two teeth just to give it a little expansion room, right?
Okay.
So everything was going fine. That didn't hurt. She's in the chair, and then all of a sudden, the saw's like little saw's going zzzz, you know, like that, and the power went out. Right then,
So the orthodontist was startled and yanked the saw out of her mouth.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, her nose off. Lip happened to be in the way. Oh my God. You talk about blood.
Okay.
So luckily we were in a building with an emergency room in the lower floors.
Sore up.
So yeah.
Oh my
they had
God.
To call somebody from the ER to come up
all
and
right.
stitch up her lip.
We shouldn't have done this topic.
Oh my gosh.
Emily, go ahead. Tell us your story.
So before I got my braces on, I, like your friend, had a problem with baby teeth, and I had to actually get 8 teeth pulled
Whoa.
Before I got my braces on. So I had to go in 3 different times. So got all those pulled and then got my braces on, and my first 4 teeth were okay, but my eye teeth. So you got, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the eye teeth right here on the side, those weren't growing in. Those were just kind of floating somewhere in the roof of my mouth. I had to have oral surgery.
They were in your head.
Yes.
They just weren't coming down.
They were just
down.
Floating around up there. So I had to have oral surgery. They knocked me out. They cut back my gums. They had to find the eye teeth, and then they attached brackets to the eye teeth. They then attached little chains from the brackets down to my braces wire. They sewed the gum back over the floating eye teeth. Whoa. And then every few weeks I had to go in, and then they had to tighten that chain mm-hmm. to pull the eye right. teeth out of the roof of my
Ouch.
Mouth. For some reason, this was back in the day when they did not have dissolvable sutures. So I actually had to go back to the oral surgeon so he could pull the stitches out of my gums, which caused me to go into shock, and I actually passed out. Had my braces on for about 5 years. And actually, this half of this tooth is fake because my braces didn't even work properly. I've had our dentist, Dom and I go to the same dentist. He's filled this in. He's had to file them down.
He's great, isn't he?
And every single time I go in there, he's like, you have so many teeth in your head, because I have all my molars, all my wisdom teeth. Of course, I have a big old mouth. I've got enough room for my wisdom teeth. Har, har, har. And he says, no, we got to take those out. And I'm like, flipping way. I've actually cursed at him. I didn't say flipping to our dentist.
Holy cow. You've got a $10,000 mouth.
I do. And then since then, I got Invisalign even after that. I wow. still wear a retainer at night. Wow. So no, this is what teeth are kind of a big deal.
I'm besides the thing that I'll have in my future, whatever, I feel very blessed. I'm one of those, I think it's something 30% of people or something, that have no wisdom teeth. They're not
oh,
even
really?
In my head.
Whoa.
So I feel very blessed about that. I'll go my whole life without having no wisdom tooth removed.
I had 5.
Well, you had some of mine that I didn't use. Yeah.
But what kills me is people like me who had to go through years and years of just mouth misery. And then my brother never had braces. Jeremy,
no cavities.
I never had braces, yeah.
You legit deserve a punch in the throat.
So what we will say, we'll close on, is there are a lot of great dentists here in town. Take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your go stumps. Every 6 months. Get all this taken care of. And
stay away from
families,
horses.
Stay away from horses.
Yep.
And take your kids in regularly.
But if their spacer isn't coming out, you should probably listen to them.
Right. There's that.
Woo. Man, I've got the hibbity jibbities.
I need to go walk down the hall a little bit.
I need a Vicodin.
Shake it off.
Anybody got a Vicodin? I need a Vicodin.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.